In his first policy address since taking office, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said that he's focused on leading his country out of the COVID-19 crisis.
The government will drastically enhance the capability for its COVID-19 crisis response, such as strengthening the functions of government leadership, restraining the flow of people, taking legislative steps to secure medical resources, as well as developing domestic vaccines and medicine.
A long-standing state of emergency issued to curb COVID-19 cases was lifted earlier this month. This as daily cases have fallen recently. His predecessor, Yoshihide Suga, saw a dramatic slide in support when cases surged. But the pandemic is not the only challenge the former foreign minister will be facing in his new job. Security will also be front and center as tension between the U.S. and China is extremely high, especially over territory around Taiwan. And North Korea has restarted testing its missile systems. Kishida has indicated he's considering countering this regional tension with more force, breaking with this country's defensive-only military posture. Some feel it might not be enough.
Kishida mentioned just recently that Japan might need to develop strike capability rather than defensive capability, like anti-missile defense. Japan has that capability. But what if the country like North Korea has not only one shot, but second shot, third shot of missile? What Japan is going to do?
In addressing the relationship with the region's top power, China, Kishida focused on stability and dialogue.
It is important to build stable ties with China for both countries and the region, as well as the international community. While working with countries with which we share universal values, we say what needs to be said to China and demand firmly that it behave responsibly. We also will maintain dialogue and continue cooperating with them in tackling common issues.
The new PM will need to gain momentum and grow his support quickly as his ruling Liberal Democratic Party faces a general election on October 31st. Scott Heidler, Al Jazeera.